This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. After a year of physical distancing and mask wearing, everyone's itching to get back to normal. Now that people are getting vaccinated, our listeners have questions about what they can and cannot do safely. Zoe Reed and Hannah Chin of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk answer your questions.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Hannah. So with COVID vaccine shipments ramping up, certain populations are finally getting that coveted first dose. Is it safe to meet people after the first shot, or should you be fully vaccinated?
Well, you do get some immunity after the first dose. Clinical trials for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines showed it was about 50% effective at protecting people. But you're not fully protected until the second dose. That's because it takes some time for your immune system to build up the antibodies and T cells that defend your body against the coronavirus. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine requires only a single dose.
Okay, people should wait until they're fully vaccinated. But after that happens, can they meet others right away?
Not right away. It takes 2 weeks after getting vaccinated for your immune system to build a strong antibody response, what experts define as full protection. The CDC says after those 2 weeks, you can meet other people if they're also fully vaccinated. That includes gathering indoors. And depending on the situation, masks might not be necessary. I spoke to Syra Madad. She's a New York City infectious disease epidemiologist. She and her parents have both been fully vaccinated, and she said she felt comfortable seeing them in person.
Studies, both in the lab setting as well as in the real world setting, showed the reduced risk of transmission of the virus if you're infected and you've been vaccinated. So looking at it from that lens, I felt very comfortable of seeing my parents without any restrictions indoors, you know, without masks.
That's great news. But what if you want to meet someone who's not vaccinated? Listener Katerina DePaz of Philadelphia is hoping to see her family on Easter. Only she and her sister have had the vaccine. Their parents and brother have not.
I would want to know if I would need to wear a mask around them, if they needed to wear a mask, if our doors were open. If it was a really nice day on Easter, could we eat outside but still in close proximity? How many people could be there? Because I have a partner, my sister has a partner, my brother has 3 kids.
So experts say you could potentially meet individual friends or family members indoors and without a mask, but only if they're not at risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you want to meet someone who could get really sick from COVID, like an older person or someone with chronic health conditions, you should still wear a mask and maintain a 6-foot distance. Experts also recommend small gatherings, limited to immediate family only. Here's another interesting question from Jacqueline Schaefer of Philadelphia.
If my parents got a vaccine 2 months ago, are they still just as protected 6 months from now? Or do I need to be more cautious as time goes on?
Dr. Madad says medical experts are still evaluating how long exactly vaccine-induced immunity will last, but most anticipate that it'll provide protection for a year, maybe 2 years, or longer. Now, that doesn't mean we won't need booster shots moving forward, but the vaccines we have now are safe and effective. They provide excellent immunity in the short term, and promising research shows they could do the same long term.
We've talked about private settings, but what about going out to dinner or the movie theater or the gym?
The risk of participating in those activities is much lower for you if you're fully vaccinated. John Wary is an immunologist from the University of Pennsylvania.
My opinion is that people can feel a little bit safer with some of these activities. Indoor dining would be one. You're vaccinated and the person you're dining with is vaccinated. You are not really at a high risk for getting disease.
But that doesn't mean people can start ignoring safety measures, especially in public. That's because you don't know people's vaccination status or whether they're at risk of severe illness from COVID-19.
I think we still have to try to mask and socially distance, going to the grocery store, and doing other activities where it's not clear who's vaccinated and who's not.
That makes sense. Is there anything else our listeners should know?
Experts say if you've been vaccinated and do plan to meet family for Easter or Passover, get tested just to be safe. And for more information about the vaccine rollout, visit whyy.org/vaccine.